Happy Friday.
Feliz Viernes.
Feliz Viernes. Duolingo's mad at me. I haven't been on in a week. I've been slacking. I got to get back on.
Well, I'm mad at you, too.
You should be. I'm not dedicated to the cause of learning Spanish.
We're going to get there.
We'll get there. Happy Friday. Feliz Viernes, as DZ said. And I'm excited because it's our last day to give away Justin Timberlake tickets after Am I the Jerk. And our last chance at Dua Lipa tickets today.
You don't got to say it like that. Like, you make it sad like it's your last chance.
Well, it's okay. Next week, we have more concert tickets to an even bigger show, so you'll have to wait and see what that is.
That part, hey.
Look out. So lots of chances to win today. I'm excited. It's supposed to be a beautiful day, and I'm volunteering at my kid's school.
Oh.
So that's going to lead into the question of the day.
That's going to be a beautiful day.
You know what? You're right. What was I thinking? Hold on. Hit it.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, DZ, so I'm volunteering at a Hudson school because Owen and Hudson go to different schools now. One's in middle, one's in elementary.
Right.
So I'm volunteering at Hudson's elementary school and they're having their fun run today.
Okay.
So every grade has raised money for the school and they get to do a fun run with like an obstacle course, right?
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that is a fun run.
Right.
I was thinking, because ain't nothing really fun about running.
Right. So I don't know if I'm supposed to say I'm going to be there, but I'm going today.
That's cool. Okay. No.
And it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be their hype person. So I want to talk about your best school fundraisers. Even if you didn't chip in or your parents didn't even get involved.
Yeah.
What was it? Because mine's a tie between the Book It Club, where the more you read, you got free Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
And I know I may age myself on that one, but I don't care. That was one of my favorites. I would read all day just to get a pizza.
Yeah,
I'm
very food motivated.
It was a big deal to go to Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
And then Girl Scout cookies, which is kind of school related, was my other favorite fundraiser as a kid, you know?
Yeah, and I never did the Scouts like that. You know, I did Scouts in other ways.
Sure.
You know, I was a Boy Scout of other varieties.
You learned the way of the streets. The Boy Scout streets.
It was more of a hard knock streets, you know what I'm saying, than a Boy Scout street.
They didn't have a Boy Scout troop on that street.
No, I'm sure they did, actually. I'm not saying they didn't. I just wasn't a part of it.
You should have started a Colombian one.
Nah, we good.
You, yourself, and I.
But, dog, I don't know, man. Fundraisers.
Were you in any involved in anything? Was there anything they made you do? Or is it just feel like you don't have any on the tip of your brain? Because that's
I did clubs and activities and things. I'm just wondering which fundraiser was actually the most fun. I'm just thinking of the one I liked the most. And that was just the cookie dough one. You'd sell cookie dough to your friends and family.
That's the cookie dough one. Who doesn't like the cookie dough fundraiser?
You get a little money back and it was going towards whatever XYZ. I think the cookie dough one stands strong.
Do you know if your wife, Erin, who's a third grade teacher, do you know if they do anything like that? Like, do you know?
I don't actually know. I'm sure they still do fundraisers.
I don't know if you have to know.
No,
I don't. The PTA comes in. The PFC or whatever they call them. They don't even call them the PTA at my kid's school. They call it the PFC, the Parent Faculty Council. It's not the PTA anymore.
Not the PTO?
No.
Parent Teacher Organization? It's not even that?
There, it's the Parent Faculty Council. It's kind of like how in business, we started giving everybody names for their jobs, like brand manager, but we didn't really know nobody knew what that meant.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's just a prettier name.
Oh, so we just made it fancier. Tried to make it sound cooler.
In my opinion, yes. Oh. No offense to the PFC ladies out there and fellas.
Well, they're the ones in charge of fundraising. Yeah, but so the cookie dough fundraiser was the one for me.
I want to know what you guys remember at school. Was there anything you did that sticks out as your favorite? 414-533-1037. And if your school didn't do them, call in and be like, yo, my school, blank, blank, didn't do them.
Didn't do this.
And we'll call them out.
Are we feeling like that?
Not really. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about school fundraisers, and Lindsay and Maguana go triggered.
Twiggered! I'm Twiggered!
Triggered a big one for me. She said, my school did jump rope for heart. Oh, I hated that one.
Oh, I remember jump. Yeah.
It was exhausting. It was work.
Terrible.
You had to raise money and then jump rope and blah, blah, blah.
Remember it. I never did it, though. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
I'm volunteering today for Hudson's fun run at his school.
That's going to be fun, though. For real fun.
I hope so. It's going to be fun for me. I don't know about for him.
I used to rather volunteer at my little sister's school for her, like, fundraiser, field trip, you know, field day things rather than go to my own.
You were the chaperone.
Pretty much.
Impressive, DZ. Impressive. Danny's in Oak Creek. I actually want to start with him today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was a Friday night. Hi, Danny.
Good Friday.
Morning.
Good Friday. All right. Even though it's not technically Good Friday.
It technically isn't.
No, but it's just Friday.
Well, it's a good Friday.
It is.
A
cool weather. Every Friday is good.
Dude, that pink sky is insane. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes.
All right. So, Danny, what is the fundraiser in school that you liked or remembered?
So, I didn't really have much when I was growing up, but my kids, they had a charity auction where parents and teachers, they'd buy random chairs, desks, and stuff and paint them up and make them look nice and refurbish them. And then they had it on a Saturday, so that way a lot of families could go, because it wasn't during the day, but I mean, it wasn't during the week, so
this is so creative.
All families could be there.
Yeah.
Like they school desks?
Fun stuff,
It sounds like, furniture, they just refurnished it, and then they sold it at an auction on a Saturday for the school. That's that's creative.
Oh, I thought it was just limited to school desks, and I thought it was like, that was very, very awkward.
I think it's just stuff in general.
Yeah, furniture in general. Got it.
Right. Grandparents were there.
Cool.
Families, they had stuff for the kids, they had vendors. I mean, it was like a little carnival.
They made it a thing, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was kindergarten through fifth grade, so it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And then, I mean, it was for the school. They put the money towards the school.
I mean,
they made some big dollars.
Come on, Danny,
we don't care where the money goes. We just want to know about the cool fundraiser.
You restore some vintage furniture, you're probably going to get a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand.
Actually, there was some furniture that was, I mean, some fancy stuff.
Okay.
I mean, some people did some nice stuff to it.
All right. Well,
look at you.
This is funny.
He's still smitten with the whole situation. He's like, I loved it. I want to do it again.
Well, imagine a kindergartner at a furniture auction. They're like, what the hell am I doing here? And they're like, it's a school fundraiser, kid. And the kid's like, why?
It smell like hella varnish. You're like, ugh.
Why is this like grandma's house?
The kids had fun, though. They had face painting, all that stuff. And then the parents, they were worn out for the day.
Good.
So the parents got to hang out afterwards and party.
Okay.
You know, there was plenty. They're sleeping good. Tonight's going on. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Danny.
Have a great day, man.
All right. Bye. Have a great weekend.
You too. Peace.
Let's go to Audrey in Racine next.
Oh, snap.
Everybody's got a theme song now. Everybody earned it. Straight out of Compton.
Morning.
Oh, snap.
Morning.
Retroit.
Morning. Retroit's in the house.
Retroit, stand up.
Audrey, good morning. What was your best fundraiser growing up?
So it was in college. I wrestled for a D1 college.
Nice. Hold on. Where? Yeah. Where?
Up to the hype. Where did you wrestle? What college?
So I wrestled the University of Winnipeg up in Canada.
Okay. Do your thing.
Internationally. Yeah.
Okay. Respect her, eh?
I'm scared of her.
So we were going to a tournament in Taiwan.
Damn.
And we did a fundraiser. And we sold like 20 tickets. No lie. My dad bought all 20. But he bought all the tickets and I got to go for free, but he paid for it, really.
Wait a second. You were a Division I college wrestler? This is some boss bitch stuff right here. You know what I'm saying? Like a bad B, dude.
You respect this young lady?
Yeah, and I want to fight her because she could probably take me down. And I'm like a 5'11 girl. Like, it's hard. I don't want to fight her.
That's your situation, Allie.
I don't want to get involved, but I would like to watch you wrestle DZ because he wrestled.
Nope. She would hip toss me with the quickness. Nope. She wrestled D1. I stopped after high school, dog. I wrestled a couple roommates in college because they was on the team. I won a hoodie from one of them. She wrestled D1. She went to Taiwan.
I thumb wrestle.
We got a chance there.
Audrey, we're impressed. Say less.
Say
goodbye.
Less.
Have a great day.
Have a good day, ma'am.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Oh, man. Somebody texted in and said, we have our fun run coming up in 2 weeks in Waukesha. And then Lindsay from Franksville shouted out when we did the Kiss Christina Aguilera battle in high school. I wasn't at Kiss FM yet, but Christina came and performed at a high school here. I think it was in Franklin.
And well, there's been other like fundraisers and stuff like that I remember being a part of when we were promo team.
We brought the Wanted to Horlick High in Racine. We brought Tori
Say it.
Tori, what the hell's her name? Oh, damn.
Tori Kelly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She was in Sing, too, and I should have remembered that.
I mean,
Tori Kelly came and sang for us.
I was at that one.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Let's go to Ryan in Calabama. We're talking about your favorite school fundraisers, if you even had them. Mine was the Book It when we got to go to Pizza Hut for reading books. That's just my personal one.
I mean, who don't like selling cookie dough?
It was a big deal to go to Pizza Hut, though.
Wasn't it?
It was the only pizza place. For real. Back in the day, it was Pizza Hut was it, man.
Domino's wasn't popping yet?
Not yet, no. Good morning.
All about Pizza Ranch through Pizza Hut.
Well, get out of here.
Pizza Ranch is back. I still got to get out there. I haven't been to one yet. All right, Ryan, what do you think? What was your best fundraiser?
My best fundraiser was the Weeples.
Huh?
It was a magazine drive in a private school that I went to, K-5.
Oh, and what did you
Weeples
do?
Were these you could win these Weeples, they called them.
I don't know what that is.
It's a little, literally a little cotton ball, colored cotton ball that had feet on it, and that was it.
Huh?
And googly eyes, too.
Oh.
It was like a little person you could win.
So it
Google
was,
it. You got to Google it in order to understand
it. How do you spell it? I don't even know what Weeples, you're saying.
W-E-E-P-U-H-L, I think that's how they spell it.
What?
Yep.
Oh. Oh, W-E-E-P-U-L. It is literally like a craft. Wait, so this...
Yep.
Wait. It's a literal popsicle stick with a cotton ball
on
the end
on it.
That's crafty with eyes on it.
That's
so
you literally could win those things depending on how many magazines you would sell.
But they were so dumb.
Yeah.
Why did they want these and why were they cool?
Why is
I don't
that vaguely
know.
In my memory,
vaguely
banks?
Vaguely in my memory,
and
too. It's like...
Ping, and I didn't have one, though.
No, it's pinging a core memory, but not...
I had a 7th grade teacher... She literally had every single one on a necklace that she would wear every time
weirdest.
We had this Weeples magazine drive.
Oh, she was the one that kept it going.
Yeah, it's getting a little weird. Okay, Ryan, Weeples. This is what's okay. Thank you for sharing. Stranger
no
than
problem.
Ever.
I told you it was going to be weird.
It was weird, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. Good pull, though. Good Weeple. get it? I'll talk to you later, Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Bye. Do you know what Ted, I can't read today. Todd and Mequon, it's Friday. Hold on. Let me take another sip of coffee.
Yeah,
just give me a second.
Give
I'm not even
second.
Kidding.
Quick sip. Better.
I need more caffeine in my body. Todd from Mequon texted in and said, the cakewalk. I forgot about the cakewalk. When we were kids and we used to have school fairs, the cakewalk was the biggest deal. We actually took home a full cake if you won the cakewalk somebody's mom made. It was crazy.
I never did cakewalks.
Trust
I feel
me.
Like I missed it.
Probably because by the time you were old enough, we were like, that's not sanitary.
Well, y'all could have at least let me decide for myself. I love cake.
I forgot about the cakewalk. And jump rope for heart, the hardest for sure.
Facts.
For
facts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we want to hit Leon quick and see what she has to say?
I mean, of course. Come on, man. I mean, you know what it is. Today's a special day.
What is today? Is it her birthday?
No.
Oh, damn. What's today?
Well, today's the day she gets her song.
Oh, it's day 5.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Leon.
Good morning.
I don't know why I thought you already had it.
Good morning.
She hadn't heard it yet.
There's so many people.
Yeah, my favorite. Well, the childhood one was we would adopt a fire hydrant and the kids would tie a ribbon on it and they would make sure that it was free of obstructions and they would take care of it. They were really
you would
proud
adopt
of it.
A fire hydrant.
And they would get sponsors. And, they raised quite a bit of money doing that. But my favorite as an adult was the Heart Association. They would send a fake cop wherever you were. They would arrest you and they would take you to a hotel
Hell
and
no.
get you pizza.
Leon, stop. Nope. We don't want to be fake arrested. We don't want to be fake arrested.
You had to set the first half with the fire hydrants.
Nope.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Wow, this one is interesting. It's wanting to date your dead partner's best friend.
That sounds pretty interesting to me.
I don't know how else to say it.
I mean, this feels like a Christmas protection situation.
Definitely a Christmas protection program.
It might even need to be afterlife protection.
Forever. In fact, we're never going to say who this is. This is wild.
We can just leave it straight anonymous, bro. Straight anonymous.
Right, where are we going with
no
this?
No name.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I think we just get into it, man. I want to date my dead partner's best friend.
What?
Good morning.
Huh?
Good morning, Allie and DZ. My wife of 7 years passed away in 2019.
Okay.
She had cancer young, and it was sad for everyone involved. We have one daughter who's 10. During her sickness and death, her best friend really stepped up and was there for our family in so many ways. I just, man, it just, I don't even know what to say, bro.
His wife passed away. They have a daughter who's 10. And the best friend stepped up.
And was there in so many ways. Mm-hmm. I basically wanted to know, are they wrong for wanting to date their dead partner's best friend?
Is it okay to date my dead wife's best friend?
I mean,
we're both speechless. I'm supposed to help here. So he has a daughter with his wife,
right.
But then his wife gets cancer. At some point they got married, obviously, in there, yeah. The timeline.
Yeah.
But they were married for 7 years. She died in 2019, right before COVID. So right. About, what, five years ago?
Going on 5 years?
And he, in that time, got close with her best friend because the best friend stepped up and was there for the family. And now he wants to date her best friend. But he wants to know if it's okay.
I think. Ooh. Okay.
Where do we even start? I don't even know where to unpack this one because I get why he has guilt.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
I mean, both of them would have guilt, realistically.
Right?
Right?
Is it okay? I mean, what would you. Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Aaron starts dating your best friend. It's on, probably, right?
Hey, I might be haunting everybody, bro. I don't know, man.
I would too. It would be on. There's no way I'd be like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
But at the same time, in a movie, man.
In a perfect world, you're like, well, if you're going to move on, let it be with someone that I love and trust. I mean, that's weird, though, too, for it to be your...
Hell no, man.
Now your stepmom is your mom's best friend?
I'd love to say that this is going to be, you know, healthy and fruitful and prosperous. And maybe people have actually had this happen to them. But I don't know if it's been long enough.
Oh, you don't think it's been long enough since she died?
I don't think so. You know, I don't necessarily think so. And I get that you're kind of reeling and wanting to be with somebody, especially somebody that also knew the person that you were very close to.
I was
going to
say, he might be searching for something in the best friend.
They're bonding through their trauma of losing her. Right? Which
totally.
Is bringing them closer together.
Yep.
I completely hear this and understand this, but y'all have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
If the kid was maybe 18,
uh-huh.
19, more of a teen than 10, these are extremely formative years, and I'd hate for the child to grow up confused as to why is my aunt also my mom? Because I can guarantee you,
yeah.
Right, that that child had already formed the opinion of her mother's best friend.
Yeah.
That the wife's, you know, partner, or the husband's partner's best friend as an aunt, as a secondary maternal figure to whatever degree, but not an actual stepmom.
Yeah.
Say they date, say they progress.
Yes.
I don't know if this is going to really, I don't know if this is going to be as healthy as.
They think it's going to be.
As anonymous is hoping
well,
and thinking is going to be exactly.
The texts are blowing up, people are saying it's been 5 years. It's okay to start dating each other. Another person right below that said she's gone. Yes, it's okay.
Five years is enough. Huh?
And somebody else said yes, date her if it means happiness and stability for all of them. However,
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Right above that, somebody texted in, somebody who's not happy about it, and said dealing with the same issue.
Mm.
You can say their names on the radio to out her ass, her dirty ass.
Hey.
I don't know if this is the same person, but they said their friend died of cancer. And then the wife moves on to his friend 5 months later. Somebody texted in that they know someone that this happened
five
with.
5 months later?
They put the names in the text, but I'm not going to read
the
names.
We don't know.
If it
does happen to be the same, no, we don't care.
But somebody's mad because somebody did get it with their best friend 5 months later. That would actually make me annoyed, too.
Well, we're talking about five years. Hit us up with the advice, man.
Yeah.
What's up? Because I said what I said. I don't think it's been long enough, but people are saying it is. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. They're saying dating or even marrying a departed spouse's best friend who was close like family is more common than you'd think.
I'm not as surprised by it.
I'm not either. And even when there wasn't a death, it's cringy, but I know couples who were married for like 25 years and then the wife basically got with, they had best friends
mm-hmm.
and those, they almost, the wife and one of the, they basically had an affair. And
oh,
now they ended
okay.
up together for 20 years and it was weird.
Whoa.
It's not okay. I'm not saying it's okay,
you
but
mean,
I'm
like
saying
they swapped?
Kind of, and it's bizarre, but not planned on it. They had affairs.
Oh. Oh, so it wasn't agreed upon.
No, I'm saying the affair was with one of their best friends.
Right.
Someone close. That's the only reason I was referring to that.
But this isn't an affair.
No.
This is a death. This is years later. So I mean, people are saying 5 years is more than enough.
They're saying it's half a decade. I don't know. It feels cringy, but people are texting and it's okay.
In this regard, 5 years is only 2 years less than you were married. But how long were you with that person? Just because you were married for 7 years before they passed doesn't mean y'all weren't together for 15 years before y'all got married. You feel me?
100%.
You know there wasn't 7 more years.
All right.
Let's get to this, bro. Yeah, this is crazy.
The phones are lit up. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So our number works for texting or calling. That number is 414-533-1037. He wants to date his dead wife's best friend. It's been 5 years since she passed away, and now they're close. What should he do?
Don't forget there's a kid involved.
Oh, yeah, and there's a kid who's 10, by the way. Hold on.
What's up?
It's so funny that we're playing Vegas right now. Did I just get a message? Where did it come from? I got a message here. I thought it was, you remember Leomani?
No.
Segura? Yes,
no.
You do. She's in High School Musical. She was sang for the Bucks, and she's Destiny. We've talked about her. Anyway, she's in Vegas now. She's been working with one of the guys in Boys to Men, and her dad just messaged us and said they're back and they're listening. They got in the car and said, turn on Allie and DZ, but I can't find the damn message now.
Oh,
I saw
boo.
It come in. So they're listening from Vegas. That's
you
why
know
I said,
I'm a visual person. Yeah. I'm terrible with names.
Shout out, Leomani. I see you, girl.
What up, y'all?
And your parents. All right, let's get back into what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So somebody wants to date their dead wife's best friend. Yes, you heard that right, everybody.
And yes, it's awkward.
Yes, and we don't know what to do with it. So let's just go to Tony and Racine, who just got married, by the way.
Of course, let's hand it off
just
to Tony.
Got married.
Of all people. All right, Tony.
Tony.
What up?
What up, what up?
So,
all right.
All right, mascot man. What's up? What do you think?
Would you do this? I mean, we never want to imagine anything happening to your wife, but then you date her best friend 5 years after she died? I would come for you.
Weird.
I actually would not do that, but I have somebody in my family who is doing this within less than a month.
They were together for
20-something years.
What?
Died, passed away, did the funeral. Within weeks later, was in another relationship, and then a week after that, said that they were married and posted their rings. Now,
with somebody their departed knew?
Yes. My opinion on that is...
I'm trying not to be judgmental, y'all.
I'm trying not to be judgmental, too, but where's the Dateline case?
And you know, and
trauma,
I agree. And you know, and
trauma,
this his excuse, his excuse was this is his way of coping,
right?
And okay,
I understand that.
But you're putting somebody else in a position that's not fair to them, and you know, because now how do you think she feels knowing if she even knew that, you know, or knows that? But you know, I don't think anybody under 5 years should make that call because those type of relationships never really work out. You're just comfortable with the person that's always been there.
Okay.
But I don't think it's right because you really don't have true feelings for that person. You're just that,
well,
you know,
you're going through
mechanism.
It. That's what DZ was saying.
Right.
It's trauma. Like you're not healthy essentially because you're going through the grief. So it's not that you're not healthy, but you're going through grief, which is going to affect your choices.
But hear me out. Even though it affects your choices, isn't the choice to date somebody so closely aligned to your deceased partner going to trigger the memory and the thought of them? And I just don't see how this would be healthy.
Or it's making you feel comfortable, one or the other.
Right,
I don't understand how.
Comfortable. And this guy is cutting out, or most people cut out that hard part of dating, where now this person knows somebody who they really are. You know, if there's kids involved, they're already comfortable with that person being here.
Fair.
So it's not more, hey, I'm in love with this person, let's continue a new life. It's, hey, you know, I want to, in memory of my wife or husband, like, this just works out because you blend in with it. You fit.
It's going to be my kids know you. This is going to be the easiest thing. It's comfortable.
It's the same reason you go back to exes and all. It's comfortable, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think people should do it because it's not healthy, but, you know, teach their own.
But they do it because it's comfortable. I get that. All right, Tony, you actually gave some interesting input today. Thank you, Tony.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Love you, guys.
Lay you back, dog. Peace.
Love you too. He was even surprised. I said I was impressed with his advice.
Right. He said, but it's patting himself on the back. I can hear it.
Well, one, he knows someone going through this.
Yep.
And two, he's right. We are, you know, you want someone familiar that makes you think of that person.
I actually
sometimes.
Completely understand that. I shouldn't have said, mm-hmm. I don't hear it. I don't see it. No, I get it.
Yep.
I get it.
All right. Is this Stephanie or Jeannie? I'm not sure.
It's Stephanie.
Stephanie in Milwaukee. Good morning, Stephanie. Hi.
Good morning.
All right. So the What Would DZ Do? Someone wrote in and wants to date their dead wife's best friend.
What do you think?
She died of cancer.
I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I actually think more than one reason it's a good idea.
Oh.
Because one, that best friend is like would be a great stepmom to that 10-year-old. She already knows that the stepmom. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that'd be such a. They already have a great relationship. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, if something would progress, I think that'd be great. And then as far as them being together, they each have a piece of me after my death. Them being together, they would be able to like share that grief together. Like, you know, like they'd be able to continue to love each other, but also. So they each have a piece of me. I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Yeah,
and I don't want nobody loving on each other while y'all thinking about me and I'm not there, bro. I ain't agreed to none of this. I'm sorry, but nah, son.
DZ
nah,
said absolutely
son.
Not.
Not this time.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. And something miraculous happened the other day, and we didn't even get to talk about it on the show.
That's true. It was kind of bypassed, man. We moved on quickly from it.
Yeah, somebody texted in and asked, whatever happened to Find the Five?
Oh, well, let us tell you.
Let us tell you, because it got lost when DZ was gone for a little bit. You were going through your stuff. But Find the Five started because I bought DZ bacon one day when we ordered food to the studio, and he tried to give me $5, and I said, take it back, and we started hiding it because I didn't want it and he didn't want it.
Well, I tried to pay for my bacon, and you wouldn't let me.
I was like, just keep your five.
So I bought you bacon. It's like, well, I was trying to buy my own.
No. So it turned into, we'll find the five now. The five you gave me is hidden.
Yeah.
So go, good luck now. Go find it. And we've been hiding it for like almost 2 years.
It's been back and forth for a minute now, bro.
And so I had hid it. I was the last part. We can only hide it in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only rule. It cannot leave the Kiss FM studio. So
yeah, confines of these walls.
Yeah, so it was my turn to hide it. I did hide it. You were then gone, and we almost forgot about it.
I'm not gonna lie, I did forget
until...
about it. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're having a phone trouble. What was it? Yeah, you were having phone trouble.
Oh,
you were like,
yeah.
Man, what's going on? I don't know. I can't. My screen isn't even.
What did I need?
You were freaking out, man.
I was freaking out.
Oh, hand it over.
My phone.
Hand it over.
My iPhone locked up. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't even shut it down. That's
do
how
nothing.
Locked it was. It was bizarre.
So I was like, let me see it. You know, I'll figure it out. I'll do something. I'm not a tech guy, but mm-hmm. I'll restart it somehow.
Solver, yeah.
I'm a problem solver. Mm-hmm. I was like, and I need something to poke the side. I wanted to get your SD card out,
mm-hmm.
right? So or your 5G whatever card. It's a little side card out. So SIM, thank you.
Yeah.
Can't think of, I thanked myself. SIM card. SIM, thank you.
You go, thank you, DZ.
SIM, thank you, brain. SIM, that's the word I was thinking
Maybe
about.
Maybe your brain appreciated the thank you. Maybe the brain needs a little inspiration this morning. Let it be a person, too.
So I needed to poke the SIM card out. And I'm like, dang, I don't have a little bobby pin or nothing. And then I got to thinking, let me look for something in the random cups of pens and markers and pencils that we got.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I pull out, a letter opener?
Mm-hmm.
You had taped the five onto a letter opener?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. But I'm trying to think how I did this. I put it in a very, very small, folded up piece of paper, basically. And then I somehow wrapped tape around it. And then I taped it to that. And then I hid it in that cup surrounded by pens. And I thought, as long as he doesn't touch this, I'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
So I knew that it would be in your eye line and that you would be staring at it every day.
Right.
But that you would not find it, which is exactly what you did to me when you put it on my microphone.
That is
so
true.
That was my revenge for you.
Wait, so you...
I did that on purpose where I put it in your eye line so that you would it would be right by you the whole time.
But I want you to understand that it was... And hold on.
What? What?
So you...
It was hidden. There were other things hidden around it.
So you mean to tell me that you didn't purposefully only tape it onto this little whatever makeshift letter
opener? It's like a Bell Ambulance.
Promo letter opener. It's letter a Bell, Bell Ambulance promo letter opener.
Yeah, I taped it to the back of this. What about it?
Man, I was so salty.
Why?
Because that was clean. That was good. The fact that it was folded and taped.
And taped.
It covered all the rules. It covered all the bases. And you had it covered with other things.
Because you would have seen it if it wasn't surrounded by other stuff. So I had to hide it. But the fear was if he touches this glass of pens to write with, we're screwed. Like, if he grabs anything out of it, I'm in trouble. But I knew you normally didn't.
You did this to yourself?
So, oh,
because
please.
I
didn't do anything because it took you months. So don't even start with me.
I was gone a month.
And what about the other two that you didn't find it?
It wasn't gone that long. Really? Was it there that long?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
I feel like it had been at least a couple weeks.
And you hadn't even, you forgot it even existed in this studio.
Man, yeah. Well, my mind was very much so preoccupied with other things, but I was looking for this thing in particular.
And that's what it was taped to, which is the irony.
So the irony that I didn't even pull any other pens out. I went there for this. Remember this being there. I was like, oh, there's a pokey thing at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then bloop,
really
find
strange.
The five. And it didn't even help me fix your phone.
No.
So
my phone's still wacky, but whatever. You found it and now you have to hide it. Are you ready?
I got
to
rehide the five.
Uh-huh.
I'm still stewing on a couple spots.
Oh.
I might have to go high on you this
you
time.
You can go high.
You know, I've been getting bored with the low places. Everywhere I look low, I've contemplated.
We're running out of spots.
That's what it feels like.
Because we're getting too good at find the five.
Or we're going to have to modify these rules or something, man. Because I'm not trying to recycle places. I'm not trying to recycle hides. That's boring.
No.
I might have to go high. I mean,
go high.
We could have to include the ceiling tiles.
I'll get a ladder out. Don't try me.
I'll buy a ladder to continue this game.
Okay, fine. Find the five. Hide it. I'll give you one song to hide it.
Right now?
Yeah, go
say
ahead.
Less. All
In
right.
fact, I'm going to watch you hide it.
Bet.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we got this sent to us because you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. And she said, so here's my moral dilemma, Allie and DZ. Sorry if it's long. I actually don't think it's that long compared to some of the ones we've had.
Compared to some. It was a little lengthy, but not terrible.
I mean, she gives details we don't need, but let me just read the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
She said, am I the jerk for being cautious about rekindling the relationship?
Ooh, sounds spicy.
But listen, it's not about romantic relationship.
Yeah.
It's about a kid and parent. Here's the story.
Hold
she
them
said,
horses.
My husband has two kids from a previous relationship. The co-parenting situation has been very stressful and full of drama since day one with his baby mama. Literally, if the wind blew on her too hard, she would take away his visitation. This is what I meant about how some of these details we didn't need.
A little
but okay.
extra, a little petty, sure.
There's a lot of petty comments, but just listen to the whole thing, okay? She said he could only see his kids when she wanted and couldn't even talk to them on the phone without it being on speakerphone so she could hear. She's very bitter and manipulative because her shotgun wedding baby trap plan didn't work out. Again, we didn't need that in there. That's an opinion.
Yeah.
She said they were together only 2.5 years and the relationship fizzled out. Although the relationship didn't work out with my husband and his baby mama, she's still problematic. And he's always been in these kids' lives and would literally treat them like princesses. Fast forward to 2020. He went to court, finally got a formal visitation schedule after months of no visits. But then when the day came to see them, the girls, the baby mama, and the boyfriend of the baby mama made a huge scene. My husband talked to the girls away from their mom after calling the police, and they both told him they don't want anything to do with him.
The girls did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He tells them he's tired of being treated like they don't care about him, so he will respect their wishes if they want to call him, and he was heartbroken. They were 13 and 14 at the time.
Mm.
So hold on. Here comes. Y'all, 4 years go by, and nothing from the kids. Now the kid's mom is broken up with the dude, is on hard times, so one of his kids is reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
My husband feels uncertain because he was hoping they would have reached out sooner when they were happy and not just because they have a problem. We're willing to help, but we don't just want any drama or to be used. So are we the jerks for being cautious and not jumping for joy? His daughter wants to rekindle the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Angie. So you kind of got to wait till the end to hear the full...
The whole scope.
She thinks... This is where I'm saying this. A lot of this is hearsay. She's assuming the girls don't want to see him because of the boyfriend or the mom. Probably, but we don't know any of that.
Yeah. Brainwashing or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And we don't know if the dad has, the bio dad has any issues. She's acting like he is just a clean slate.
Yeah.
I mean, and we don't know anything about this guy.
I mean, but the fact that he was was fighting for these kids, trying to be there.
Amazing.
And amazing. Respected what they essentially wished for. Makes me feel like he seems like a good parent.
Yes. He fought for the kids, and then when they said, we don't want to see you, he went.
But we don't know the toxicity behind either of it. Clearly, for some reason, that their relationship didn't work when you had kids involved, right? Whatever.
So they want to know if they're the jerks for being cautious about rekindling with the daughter. Yeah, I say yes. I'm going hard jerk on this.
Hard jerk?
If you want your kid in your life and your kid's coming back and you don't know the situation, they've been in another house, you don't know what they've been told, you don't know what the situation is, just say yes. My home is open. You are my kid. Mm-hmm. You're always welcome. As a parent, I can't imagine being like, I'm worried my kid's going to use me. Just come home.
Can I tell you
just
what come I hear, home. Though? And I, as much as I do agree with you fully,
you're worried about the mom.
I'm worried about the mom being manipulative and saying, "Hey,
go get money,
go get some money,
yeah, hey, something son, like that."
Buy your dad.
Well, you don't have to give him money. You don't have to give him money.
And this isn't even about money. Yeah. It's just about the manipulation that the father is apprehensive to open his heart back up to his daughters. Mm-hmm. He lost those kids once.
I know. He doesn't want to lose them again.
Arguably has lost them multiple times already with the turbulence in their relationship and the drama. Right, but for one good time, he lost them for a stretch of years that really were some big years. Mm-hmm. He's hurting.
Yeah.
And it's dad's call. It's not the wife or the new partner's call, whatever, but she's clearly involved.
And I understand they told him they didn't want to see him when they were 13 and 14. I still would have been like, get in the car. I would have been like, you know how many times kids want to stick at one parent's house when they're going back and forth? Sometimes you have to be like, this is our schedule.
And
because then they're going to pick the fun one every time.
I've got zero understanding at agreements, courts, when you go like through divorces or when you have kids involved in that. I don't know what's okay and what's not.
So messy.
Clearly, the mother had the ability to withhold those kids from him for some reason, right? Or else he would have gotten the court involved sooner. In my head, that should have been the first thing to go to, right? This should have already been like a split schedule, 50-50, something custody.
It was. That's what doesn't make any sense. And then when they
don't sound like it to me.
He says that he got the visitation and then the girls didn't want to go with him. So they called the police and then the girls separately told him, we don't want to go to your house. And so he let it go and he didn't take that visitation he was given. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's where the first...
Later.
I would have been like, you're 13 and 14. Get in the car. That's what I'm saying about that. However...
I know, but...
The question is, are they the jerks, though, for being cautious about rekindling with the daughter now?
I gotta say no.
Because what? They're 17, 18. Let's do the math.
Right, yeah, they're 17, 18.
They're gonna be adults.
Adults, at least going to college or going into more of like an adult form of working for yourself, doing your own thing, living your own life, whatever. Maybe the relationship with the mother did completely wash out, fizzle. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm saying not the jerk for now.
For now, it's still
so fresh.
Yeah.
For now, you gotta approach with caution. You might not know those kids anymore.
Mm-mm.
Really, I hate to say it, but Dad, you might not know those kids anymore.
Mm-hmm. Somebody in Milwaukee, Jody, said not the jerk, and then right above that, somebody said, Allie, I 110% agree with you, jerk. So we're split down the middle on the text.
Already.
414-533-1037. That is the number. Now you can text or call. So Angie wants to know if they're the jerks for being cautious and not jumping for joy as daughter wants to rekindle the relationship after 5 years of nothing. But she was 13 and 14. They were 13 and 14, these girls.
I'm cringing.
Can't blame the
Y'all
kids.
Can't
the
hear
whole
me,
thing's
but
awkward.
I'm cringing.
No, it's cringy for sure. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie in DC. Good morning.
Huepa, buenos días.
So a lot to unpack today.
I got my suitcase and it's full.
I told you about the married guy. I said, no thanks.
Yeah.
The open relationship guy.
Uh-huh.
Told you about the guy from my past, who it wasn't really from my past, but hit me up and said, do you want to go out? We matched a long time ago. And I went, you match with my friend. Maybe now.
I don't know.
And cause they never went out. Mm-hmm. And then you and I were talking off the air and you were challenging me the other day.
I didn't realize I was challenging you.
You don't think you were challenging me?
I didn't think
question?
So. I just thought I was talking to you like the bro, a homie, like fam.
That's what your friends do.
Fair. I didn't feel like it was a challenge.
Challenging in a negative way. I mean challenging in a positive way.
I know what you meant.
I felt like you were challenging my thought process. Like, hold on, what do you want, Allie?
Yeah.
Because I was kind of like floating all over the place.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And
sure.
I had kind of come in, I had been out drinking, and I had, you know, mingled with people from my past, and it was just not going well. And you were like, Allie. I think breathe. You need to chill. And I was like, DZ, maybe.
Possibly. Posiblemente.
So, thank you. So where were we? Go ahead. Tell everyone what you said.
Well, so.
Tell them your accusation. I'm kidding.
An accusation?
It wasn't an accusation.
No, all I said was that I do think you are genuinely more invested in finding love.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Than just hanging out with somebody, having fun. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessarily fun. I think you're looking at wanting to be with somebody. Whether that's long term or not, we don't know. But a genuine connection.
That part.
Love.
Yes.
And I think that shapes as love.
For once, I'm finally in that spot where I do feel like I want love. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Because you've said you want somebody to inspire you. You want somebody to to
push me, challenge me in a positive way, hold me accountable, but be a good partner.
And do all of these things, right? So I'm like, Allie, it sounds like you're craving love. Mm-hmm. You're like, I just want somebody to energize me. I was like, Allie, it's called love. You're like, I just want somebody to understand me. Allie, it's called love.
It's true, though. It is true.
So the other day we were talking about it, and I was like, fam, I think you just want love. Yeah. Like, for real, for real.
Well, and I don't disagree. There were years where I'd be like, ew, ick. Mm-hmm. I like a boy, icky. Because I just was not there either. I couldn't focus.
Boys got cooties.
I couldn't focus on a man, or my kids were just my main priority. And so,
they should be.
As they should be.
Yeah.
But over the past year, a lot of things have changed, and that has changed my outlook on dating.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my kids are hyper independent now. They don't need me to get them from school every day. They take the bus. They can be at home alone. They don't need childcare. My entire life is different.
Your hours have changed.
Yeah,
your hours of operation.
Before I was tied to my children and I could never leave or didn't want to leave.
See, you don't have car seats in your car.
No, none. They're fine. In fact, they go on. They can leave the house without me. They have a house key. I mean, come on.
In fact, one of them's going to be driving pretty soon. So.
Oh, God.
And then the other one not far behind. Yeah, I said it.
I guess what I'm saying is, you guys, this year has been a big transition for me, evolving from childcare to no childcare.
As a family, the boys have evolved and grown.
You've seen it.
I've watched it happen.
I remember when
these little jits were just about knee high, and I felt like I was just watching babies.
Yeah,
now they're no longer babies.
And they were all the love I needed then.
Yeah, yeah.
They were where I got my source of love and
that
affection.
Part. Say that again. Yep.
And they were where I got my love and affection. They were that source for me, and that was okay with me. And now we're getting to a place where they're more independent. They can't be that for me. They're 11 and 13, and I am ready to be in love. I admit it, DZ, but it's a transition period. But that doesn't mean I want to be in love so bad it's going to be with the first person. I will not settle, and you know that.
Right. You need to let your boys break up with you, okay?
No!
No. You've got to let them date other people. If you love them, let them go. If they come back, it was meant to be.
No.
I could throw cliches at you, but no. As a mother, as
I'm
a father,
a
as a parent,
period.
You're in a transitional period.
And
where
I'm thinking about the future, by the way.
They're thinking about their own future. They're not even thinking about the fact that it's like, oh my gosh, our mom
they
is going to be so lonely without us.
They don't give a damn. In fact,
I didn't think like that.
No.
Why would we have? We're kids. We're focused on our own life.
It's not on them to worry about their mother feeling loved. It's not their problem. They're children.
They will always love you, but they don't realize the shift in love and the affection, the change that you're going through as they're going through their change and evolving and growing. You as your own independent person are evolving and growing same time.
I never felt lonely before, but honest to God, you guys, and parents get this, they're in their rooms. I'm lonely. they leave me alone. They go to their friends' houses. They don't even want to talk, and I try to sit there and talk to them, and they're like, ugh, mom, really? So we're at that phase where I am thinking about the future. I am thinking that in, it's going to make me cry. 5 years, Owen's going to go to...
In 5 years, max.
In 5 years, Owen's going to be out of my house. Like, I am thinking about the future and where I'm going
to
be.
If college is what he wants to do,
I don't care
what
they want to do.
Whatever.
They can get a job. They can go to college. Up to them.
In 5 years, one of your boys ain't going to be a boy. He's going to be a man. Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's, I think it's fair to say, you're right, probably. I have transitioned over this year of wanting love and wanting and being more open to being vulnerable, which I was not open to before.
And it's been a fast transition, too.
Yeah, it feels
that
way.
I mean, puberty happens like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a little bit, like, boom.
They don't
all
care
of a
about
sudden,
me.
Boom.
And we're
then,
done.
And then they stink and they don't want to be around us
and
all that.
And then I don't want to be around them either.
And then it's a quid pro quo. With this for that. You get away from me, I'll leave you alone.
Okay.
You know?
So what do I do?
I think...
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the positive thing is we've established here today is that we have established my outlook's a little different on the dating life, and maybe it'll be different next week. You'll have to tune into Dumpster Fire Dating to find out.
We'll find out.
And maybe I'll go out with that guy. Maybe I won't. Because I'm not even looking at the other guy like, oh, I want to be in love with this guy. Because I don't want dudes to be like, oh, she wants love. Shoot.
I
don't want to go out because that's not the case either.
It could turn a lot of people off because nobody likes to say I'm looking for love off the front end. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people do. I don't even like it when a guy's like, I'm looking for long term. I'm like, slow down.
Slow down.
If we connect, we'll get there.
Nobody's saying no, but hey, you don't got to say yes so quick. Right. So I get that. Don't throw that out there into the atmosphere, but just know that might be what you're looking for, actually, and what you're craving in your heart.
Yeah.
Crazy how the heart wants love.
Aww. But I can't force it. That's the key.
No
forcing it. That's what we
biggest thing.
That's basically what you and I were just saying.
Yeah.
Don't force it.
Please don't force it.
Which is what people do all the time. They want to be in love so bad, they force it.
I mean, and if a married couple propositions, I'm just
DZ,
saying.
Never.
I am
100%.
Think about the stability in the relationship.
Not interested in an open relationship,
when
DZ.
Somebody's annoying you, you could just pawn them off.
I'm so mad at you. If you don't stop right now, dude, stop.
Fine.
No.
Fine.
Your chance at Dua Lipa tickets coming up before 9 o'clock, very shortly. Don't go anywhere.
I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. Made people look at the clock and go, oh, I'm awake.
Even I had to look at the clock. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Happy Friday.
Feliz Viernes.
Thank you. I'm working on my Spanish. I'm trying to get better so I can communicate with your son, not you. Not DZ, his son.
Man, I'm giving up on trying to teach you to, help you speak Spanish, man. You got to do that for yourself. I'm giving up.
It's got to come back.
And no, you got to do it for yourself, man.
I agree.
It's practice.
You got to do everything for yourself. I agree.
True.
Fair enough.
That.
DZ, you're a parent.
Yeah, apparently.
But I'm a parent. My boys are 11 and 13, and Sammy and Danny are, Danny is about to turn one.
Yeah, what, 2 months? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's going to be 11 months in a couple days.
Ooh, and Sammy is three.
Freshly turned three, and a three-nager he is.
And you're in that rough period where they just emotionally can't talk and really, you have to really have patience.
What are you talking about? No, they're fine. They're angels.
You got to have patience. You got to be, you don't sleep very much. You're angry. It's young kids.
Frustrated with kids. They're learning potty training.
Yeah, nightmares.
It's a lot.
It's a lot when they're little, but it does get better. I know it doesn't matter in the moment. It does.
And these moments are precious. We know that.
100%.
I mean, they don't suck sometimes.
There are times where I admit I want to give up at parenting. Mm. And there are times where I want to quit and I don't want to do it anymore. And I've done it where I've gone in my room and cried. I'm not going to lie. And I just want
to
quit.
You do what you got to do. I ain't going to lie to you.
So a friend of mine was telling me she gave up the other day.
She kicked the kids out?
She didn't kick them out. She gave up on parenting and we were dying laughing. I felt this in my soul when she told me the story. She goes, I was just done. It was nighttime and I didn't want to cook dinner for another night. These kids got to eat every night.
And everybody was hungry.
She goes, I'm sick of cooking every night.
Mom, what are we eating? I don't know.
She goes, so I pulled up to Target and I handed my kids my card and I go inside and find something to eat. I'll wait. And they went
in. She stayed in the car?
She didn't even go in with
them. Hey, that's lit.
And they went in and she goes, honestly, she goes, one of them picked out like pizza rolls and ramen noodles.
Okay.
And the other one picked out like, a meal. And she goes, they spent like $15. Had they gone to
anywhere, you'd
think of any fast food place, it was going to be $40 to $50. And we all know it because even the three of us.
How many people? Yeah, I was going to say how many people.
There would have been three of them at that moment. Her and her two kids.
Yeah, $40 to $50.
So I've done that. And she's like, so it ended up being cheap. She goes, but I was done. I gave up. And I felt that in my soul. I go, there isn't a parent out there who doesn't feel that, where you just go, I mean, I have taken my kids to the Quick Trip Hot Bar. I've given up.
For dinner?
Yep.
For dinner, for real?
That's giving up. DZ, that's what I'm saying. You have moments where you're like, nope, I don't want to do this anymore. Let's go to the Quick Trip Hot Bar. It's the same as her going to Target and going, I quit. Go find dinner.
No. That just means we got McDonald's money. That just means that it's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, it just means we're able to do these things. Just because I don't want to cook lunch? Oh, no.
Do you ever feel like you've given up? Don't you have these, your moments where you have given up at parenting?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have multiple moments. And then I come back, obviously.
Obviously, we got to come back.
I don't leave my kid. I make sure they're safe. But at the end of the day, I feel like we all have these moments where we're like, I quit. And we don't brag about them.
No, we don't.
Because then we feel like bad parents. But we should, because they're funny.
And we all do it.
And we all come back.
Well, and it's like a parent timeout. Toddlers need timeouts.
Big time.
Parents need timeouts.
That part.
Yeah, for real, though. And sometimes it's longer than a TV timeout, more than 30 seconds.
Sometimes.
I need 5 minutes to myself, please. We're all going to take a nap right now.
I can imagine. I've never been never had a two-parent household with my kid. Well, I with Owen. But I can imagine when I had two, I probably would have walked out. Mm. If there was a husband there, there probably would have been times where I would have been like, I'm out. You got this. Grab the keys. Bye. And left. But I would have done that if there had been another. I would have come back.
If you need a break, you need a break.
I would have gone to Target or something. That's what I'm saying. I would have been like, I quit. You got this.
Bye. Peace.
It has to happen to people.
It has to happen. Yeah, 100%.
Somebody said Quick Trip for the win. I guess.
I mean, yeah, we've definitely given up. Just the other day, bro, Sammy wasn't trying to nap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hard.
AKA, I was. Mm-hmm. I needed to sleep.
Been there.
Danny, our 10-month-old, he needed to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So who got the iPad and who got let to watch whatever they wanted? It on Disney Plus for himself? Sammy.
Do you know how many times I've done that?
Bro, I had guided access so he couldn't click on any other apps and I just let him go.
With our schedule.
Don't touch me.
There were, I remember when Hudson was maybe 3 or 4-ish and he needed a nap and we'd be laying there in the afternoon. I'd be like, if you don't nap. And I'd give him the iPad. I've given up for sure.
Bro, I made sure this man had milk, Nilla wafers, and an iPad. I was like, you'll survive.
And a gate.
I need an hour. Sammy don't need the gate no more, bro. True. He's old enough. I'm like, man, I hope you go in your room and go to sleep. I pray you go. I'm going to leave the door cracked so you hopefully do.
I want to hear your I gave up at parenting stories, or maybe your parents gave up on you. Like, you can call in and say, one time my mom got so mad that she went and left us or something, because I think that's funny. Think about when I kicked the kids out. I gave up that day.
That's a giving up day.
I kicked Owen and Hudson out to the park and I said, don't ever come back until I come get you, because they broke a table. That happened like a month ago.
That wasn't that long ago.
And I gave up. I was like, get out. I quit.
You needed a timeout for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, 414-533-1037. We're talking about your timeouts, your parent timeouts, when you gave up at parenting. Talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
You good over there?
No, I'm not.
I see you, bro. You struggling?
Oh, my trainer. Dude, yesterday, Sarah at the Princeton Club, and I saw you with Jeremy.
It's not just me then?
No, it was our personal trainer day. Now my neck, it's not my neck, it's my lats. We did like arms and back and
My traps, my chest, and my shoulders are a little on fire. I ain't gonna lie. Jeremy put me through it. Yep.
I just hit the 24-hour mark where the soreness is starting to kill me.
Oh, and so you're a get sore day after.
Or two.
I'm a 2 days after.
Usually it's two.
I'll feel it now, but tomorrow I will be ouchy. Just saying.
Nobody likes ouchy.
Well, but we put ourselves through ouchy because we want to feel better at the gym. So this is a good ouchy.
It makes sense in our minds. We're talking about when you gave up at parenting, because a friend of mine said she drove to Target, gave the kids her card, and said, go in and find something to eat. Come back till you have dinner. And they did.
I'm borrowing that idea. That was genius.
It was genius, honestly, because I take my kids and spend way more on fast food. I should just take them to Target, get pizza rolls. What am I doing?
Half the price.
Or Pick and Save. Who cares?
Listen, grabbing lunch at Quick Trip or at the Sendix or whatever, from the little hot bar. Genius. Because, dinner, we like to do dinner at home, whatever. But lunch?
Wow.
I got to feed the boys lunch. Y'all think about this. I go get them after this.
It's a treat.
And yes, we be at McDonald's 3 out of 5.
So was I when my kids were little. And I don't judge you.
Why he says chicken nugget and fries so much? Because I get them some.
Do you know how many McDonald's toys I threw away in my lifetime?
Bruh.
You have no idea how many another topic.
Digressing for another time. Because
Shannon's on the phone. Let's just go to her. We're sharing our you gave up at parenting stories. Shannon in West Dallas. Good morning.
Good
to hear from you.
It's nice to hear from you.
We confused you with a different Shannon that's trying to get their theme song.
Yeah, she called and it wasn't you.
Ain't you though.
Shannon, when did you give up at parenting? Tell us.
My son was about 5 and threatening to run away.
Oh.
And I got tired of hearing it, so I packed his bag. I gave him a few snacks in his bag and told him he could pick one toy because I bought the toys. So you can only take one toy with you. He sat out on the stoop for about 20 minutes and came in and had never said it again.
And never left again because he went, well, I don't want to really do this.
I actually got put out.
Exactly.
He got scared. He's like, wait, I want to go home.
No, I didn't mean it. No, you're supposed to stop me. This isn't how the movies go. No.
She put him out of the house.
I just gave up that day.
Yep.
Like,
she said,
I'm done.
Same.
Been there, done that.
Go take your teddy. Go. Bye.
Girl, thank you for sharing. Great story, Shannon. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
Good to hear from you.
Our girl Antonia is calling from Vegas. She listens on the Odyssey app. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Morning, Antonia.
When did you give up at parenting?
We had just moved here to Vegas. Mm-hmm. We had a 7-month-old baby, a 7-year-old boy, and a 9-year-old boy, and the two oldest boys would fight tooth and nail, and they're picking on my daughter, and they're all screaming in the back seat, and I'm fighting with the builders because they screwed up a bunch of stuff, and I'm stressed working two jobs, two positions at my one job.
We got it. You wanted to give up.
Mind.
What happened?
You were at the end of your rope.
I looked at my 9-year-old who was enticing it all, and I said, get the bleep out of my car.
Now.
I parked in a parking lot, and I said, walk home. You know how to get home? You think you're a big guy? Go walk home. And
go
he
ahead.
Got out of the car. I shut the door. I got in the car, shut the door, and I watched him stand there and look at me. I rolled the window down and I said, walk.
This is like
get
when I kicked
stepping.
This is like when I kicked Owen and Hudson out and he turned
like
around
five
and looked.
Steps and I stopped him because I'm not gonna do that.
I knew she wasn't gonna make
let
it happen.
It sink in.
You thought 5 steps was going to let it sink in?
She needed to scare him. Oh, that was the goal.
He stood there for like 20 seconds, which doesn't seem like a long time,
not
but
long
it was
time.
Sinking. And I told him to go. And he started to walk. And that's, I think it really sunk then.
Yeah, and then the mom and you kicked in. You're like, I can't do that to my baby.
You could tell he was crying from behind.
Oh, my
behind.
God, no, yeah.
You saw the shoulders moving. You could tell he was crying.
Oh, that's a good story. Thank you for sharing. And I'm glad you went back and got him.
No, I never pulled out. I didn't
trust.
Leave.
She never even left, bro. You think she took the car out of park? No.
You're soft like me. All right. Thanks, Antonia. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Amanda is in Racine. Lord, help us.
Oh, gosh.
I can only imagine what this one's going to say. Girl.
Oh, yeah,
girl.
I have a method to my madness.
Oh, I bet you do.
Is there a method, though, or is it just madness?
Thank you.
Maybe madness.
That part.
Some people might think that.
Well, no, what's your method?
Okay, so, you know, Isaiah and Savannah both share a room, but we also have a temporary room for Isaiah, which is the office. So he has a little bassinet in there.
Okay.
So he doesn't shut up sometimes. Like, I'll have him fed, changed, in the swing, won't shut up. And then I'm trying to eat dinner. Well, okay, maybe he just wants to join the family for dinner.
Right.
No, they'll hear crying. He won't shut up. You know what I say? Okay, time out. You're in the office, and I'm closing the door on you. So I tell Savannah, you're not the only one that gets time out. So does he.
She puts the baby in the office like a grown man.
We're going to finish eating. You're in time out. Yep. You can cry in here by yourself if that's all you want to do is cry.
Then I blast the music, and I'm like, I'm eating in peace, everybody.
That a girl. Dude, I'm telling you, there are times where you have to just be like, when they're old enough, they can cry it out. You know, it's not a newborn, you know?
And this isn't this by no means. Somebody better not pull up talking about some neglecting your baby mess. Y'all shut up. That's not what this is.
He'll be fine.
They're in a safe environment. They're in a safe sleeping space.
And every parent does it.
And sometimes them babies just need a quick second because you need a quick second. And if that 5 minutes in that room with the little noise machine, and you got a little noise machine in your room, everybody gets a woo-sah, we need it.
That part.
We need it, and you better respect it.
Sometimes I turn on the baby monitors, too. I'm like, you know, I'm not listening to this. I'm going to sleep.
Madness. There's no method. It's madness.
We have to do what we have to do. I feel you.
Amanda,
exactly.
All right, Amanda. It. Thanks for calling and being
love you guys.
Honest.
Love you back, fam.
Love
Bye.
You too. Everybody's telling real stories today, not the fake ones where I never give up on my kids. Oh, we all give up on them.
Well, I see we ready for the weekend. Huh? Everybody just speaking on it.
Lauren's in Greenfield. Lauren, did somebody give up on you or did you give up on your kid?
Good morning. I gave up on my kids.
Oh.
This one did this past week.
Oh.
I have 11 months.
Hold on. Your phone is cutting out like crazy.
Yes, on speaker or Bluetooth or something?
Something's off.
I had it on speaker. I was just driving back from dropping off my 6-year-old. Is it better?
No.
No.
In fact, it's awful.
No. Okay.
It's making me cringe. It's that cut out.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go then.
I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Oh, we got to hang up on her. That was not good. I'm sorry, Lauren. I don't know why. It didn't sound like that when she originally called.
It was as bad.
It was
you know
bad.
What that normally means? You got water in your speakers. And your phones could be waterlogged when it's glitching and sounding like poppy like that.
Oh.
Cutting out. It could be your speaker got water and water damage.
Well,
yeah, I've
sorry,
had it happen.
Lauren.
Yeah.